Hey, it's Christopher. It's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's Bob and Tom Extra, a call from Donnie Baker, plus the fattest thing I've ever done. First, this word.
To be honest, I'd never heard of the first bank that treats you like you're the Lehigh University class president turned bank robber. But since it seemed to fit me to a T, I told the bank manager that I had a 3.9 GPA, was a member of several extracurricular programs, volunteered at the nursing home, and if he didn't give me all the cash in the drawer, I'd blow his head off.
This frat boy came in and said he was the president of the class of 2008 at Lehigh University, had a 3.9 GPA, and that he was in several extracurricular activities, like volunteering at nursing homes, and that he'd blow my head off if I didn't give him all the cash in the drawer.
Beep there.
I told all of the male bank employees that they were scumbag pledges, and that for the next 8 semesters, I was their mama, their daddy, and their supreme lord and commander. Oh, and I told them to make sure they had a bag of marshmallows handy. I wanted to degrade their dignity the same way mine was freshman year. So I had them strip, get in a circle, and pass that marshmallow around using only their butt cheeks.
Frankly, we were happy and relieved that the class president, frat boy robber, had us do that rather than sit on a block of ice. And that...
Hey, shut up, rookie plebe!
I'm sorry, your lordship. I am scum.
Now, continue the commercial, scum.
Yes, your lordship, sir.
So anyway, we passed the marshmallows with our butt cheeks while reciting the Greek alphabet. I'm not sure how or why, but after that... We were all very close friends.
After the initiation hazing, I asked the bank manager for a job. He gave it to me. He had to.
I gave the man a job. I had to. We were brothers now. I kind of hate myself.
I robbed the bank, got a loan, got the job, and then we threw a bitchin' kegger with the girls from the First Bank of Hot Coeds who dig frat boys who rob banks down the street. It was awesome. Puke and deposit slips everywhere. Toga, toga, toga.
The first bank that treats you like you're the Lehigh University class president turned bank robber. If you're an overachiever with no friends who has to force people to love and respect you through humiliation, we're the bank for you. Bring your transcript and an automatic weapon this week and get a free logo sweatshirt and paddle. The first bank that treats you like you're the Lehigh University class president turned bank robber, where our motto is,
thank you, sir. May I have another?
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back. It's the Bob and Tom Show.
That's the spot right there.
Let's see.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ace, take 5. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio with us, that's Ace.
Time to rock.
No, it's you're a beat off. When I say that's Ace, you say just a slight pause. Time to rock. Ace is our engineer today. Thank you very much.
Hey.
Got some great music there. That's Chick McGee across the way. Once again, disgruntled. Need a big G when you're gruntled.
Still.
That's Josh.
Oh, I'm sorry. You must have me confused for somebody else. This is...
It's former President Barack Obama.
Barack Obama?
No, it sounds like...
It's pretty good.
Really? You think so?
I think so. It sounds like David Brinkley.
It sounds like Bullwinkle meets David Brinkley.
No, this is
David
me.
Brinkley. Talk like... Yeah.
Wasn't that Chet
Huntley?
I can never keep it.
No,
Chet Huntley.
Anyway, it's a pleasure to be here.
In Washington.
Was that Bert and Ernie?
In Washington.
I get
this
those men
David
teams
Brinkley.
Mixed up.
That's what he did.
Did.
No, this is, I have not actually used a toilet facility in 6 years. Cramming it right
now. David, you never had the opportunity to interview me. Why don't you do something?
Like a Benner brother. I know that's local, but.
Yeah, that's a thank you. You do sound like him. That's Christy nails it. It's a local joke. Okay.
Real deal.
We have to move on.
I guess I'll just leave.
We have a couple things going on. What else is happening in the world of sports?
Former Brazilian soccer player, as if he doesn't have enough troubles, Ronaldo plans to marry two women at a wedding ceremony in August. That's right, at the same time.
That's got to be awkward, though, for the families.
To form a rare three-person civil union.
Friend of the bride, which one?
It's not going to be. I don't think it's going to be civil for much long. Rio newspaper Odia. O? Capital D-I-A. Reported that last week.
Odia.
Odia.
Oh, no, the song would be Aaliyah. That'd be the one to sing it to. Except that's too hard to sing. Oh. That would require some
skill. The former
Odia. Da,
la, da, da. Former FIFA.
Hang on a second. What song is that you're buried in?
Oh, Sheena, isn't it?
Sheila.
Sheila, yeah. Oh. Sorry.
Sheila.
No
you
idea.
You remember that?
No, I don't.
No, it's too recent for you. It's about 20 to 30 years old. Yeah. Who did it? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the obscures. Okay, good.
I think it's Tony.
Was I talking?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
So this isn't Cristiano Ronaldo. This is...
Ronaldo Hall-a-hole-a-ho.
Right. Ronaldinho? The hell's Ronaldinho?
He's been with Ronaldinho, Desi, and Ronaldinho, Desi, and Billy.
There's a timely reference.
They had a big hit with...
Jesus, and you were so mad at me for this Sheila thing.
It's ready for the
world. It would be one thing if you weren't genuinely mad at me when I did a reference that you didn't get.
Ready for the world, did old
Ready for the world.
Mm-hmm. Apparently not ready for much more hits.
No, give me Dino, Desi, and Billy. That's what I want to talk about.
Ronaldinho, whatever this guy's name is different than Ronaldo.
Yes, they're two different people.
Okay. Two fiancés, Priscilla Coelho and Beatrice Souza.
Now, what's the old joke?
Boy, she's probably glad she's Brazilian.
Could we possibly get the sousaphone joke right just
this
one time?
This house was so beautiful, it even had gold toilets.
There's a wild party. Here's the song.
Yeah, it's a wild party.
Wild party.
It was wild.
Sure.
All night long, wild party. Yeah, right. Drinking, smoking, snorting.
Liquor.
Off the charts, or what are they called? It's off of something. The point is, then what happens, Chick?
The guy passes out at his home the next day, and he forgot his wallet at the house, so he had to go back to figure out where the house was.
Right.
And he's telling his friend as he's driving to the house, none of this is right. I got this entirely messed up. He goes, it's a mansion. It's beautiful. They had a solid gold toilet.
Oh, really? Wow. Know? That does sound fancy.
Then he gets to the door and he goes, hey, Phil.
Did you use one of the solid gold toilets?
Hey, Phil, here's the guy who crapped in your sousaphone.
Yeah, we know.
Why didn't you just say crapped in your sousaphone? It could have saved yourselves a lot of time.
Okay, yeah, someone enjoyed that. Who was enjoying this? Please write.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, what? We have donuts. Oh my!
Could we get back to Ronaldo?
Donuts. What are we doing?
Could we get back to Ronaldinho, please? So this guy's marrying two women. And it's legal.
Yes.
Is it?
His two fiancés. Priscilla Coelho and Beatrice Souza have been living with the soccer star in his Rio mansion since December. I bet his Rio mansion has gold toilets.
I bet it does.
A small wedding will be held in his home, though his sister, who does not agree with his lifestyle, has said she will not attend.
Oh, boy.
Brazil, like many other countries, outlaws bigamy. And I think it's big of all of it. And polygamy. But civil unions between more than two people are not unheard of in Brazil.
It's not legal, but he's doing
it. Sorry about my English. Is bigamy just two people married to one guy?
Polygamy is many.
Yes.
Polygamy is...
Yeah, poly meaning many.
Right. Okay, very good. Okay, so this guy's retired, right?
Yeah, sister wives.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
If he's retired, he's also going to... A lot of these athletes forget when they retire the... The cash flow suddenly is not flowing anymore.
Especially when you have two wives, right?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, man, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Hello, Donnie.
Hey, before I talk about this stupid soccer, Dick, hey, I want the guys at work want to know if Chick and Josh will do a little skit between Barack Obama and Jodie Foster having a conversation.
I'd be happy to.
I was always a big fan of yours, Mr. Obama.
Well, thank you, Jody. And
oh, my God, man.
So wait a minute. So that's Jodie Foster talking to Bullwinkle?
President Barack Obama.
He likes my Jodie Foster, though. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he didn't doubt that one.
No.
I thought that was Jodie Foster.
Dude, that's right. Dead on. But this soccer dude, Alberto Villafive, whatever, he's marrying two women.
Villafive.
I'll say it like this. Marry him too, and that's more nuts than a Milky Way, and I'll say it right to his face. But you ask me, marrying even one woman is crazy. Mm. And I guess as a soccer player, you like balls, because these two chicks got you by yours from here on out.
I'll bet.
That's the way it's going. I mean, ain't this guy ever heard of a side piece before?
I guess not.
What do you think burner phones and burner ointment were invented for, dumbass? They say don't buy a cow if you're getting the milk for free, and then he went out and bought two heifers, and they're going to milk him dry.
I think so.
I swear to God. Just think about it. Most husbands can't keep up with one honey-do list. How's he think he's going to keep up with two of them?
You tell him, Donnie.
Now he's got two birthdays to remember, and he thought forgetting one anniversary was hell to pay. This dude better start tricking out the panic room right now. Swear to God. Plus, he ain't going to have no house to himself once they both start their hobbies that they call small businesses. One wife will be having pampered chef parties going on in his kitchen, while the other wife will trash the living room with her new jewelry maker.
True.
All too true.
I swear to God, just because you glued a piece of crystal to a peel and eat Twizzler, don't make it jewelry, Amber. I swear to God. Probably can't put his car in the garage because it's, you know, stacked floor to ceiling with expired Mary Kay Turno boxes. Man, just trying to keep two wives in yogurt pants for the next 20 years will break the bank.
Uh-huh.
Hey, chick, can you imagine just trying to pick a restaurant going out, you know, Friday night with two women?
Oh. That would be a mess. It'd be a mess.
I want pasta and wine. I want tacos and beer. Well, looks like we're doing the Cheesecake Factory again.
They got everything.
They do have everything.
I know it's going to be, you know, everybody thinks it's going to be hot having two wives. But then you're going to spend more time running to the store for tampons and Chunky Monkey than you're ever going to spend going to Pound Town with these two. So he ought to keep, you know, some sort of like accounting record of it, because I know that'll end up being the case. And he ain't ever watched the Kardashians either, or Sister Wives, or the what's that one? Oh, the Housewives of Madison County. He needs to watch some of these reality shows, because these two chicks are going to be at each other's throats like a pair of gay vampires. I swear to God. And what's going to happen when they start fighting and getting all jealous of each other and want a divorce?
Yeah.
Then what? Because now you, Christy, Chick, you guys know you lose half your stuff twice.
Right.
Sure. Swear to God. Which, by my calculations, means he's going to be robbing Peter to pay Paul bearers.
Wait a minute. Half twice would be one.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, that ain't funny.
Okay. Junior broadcasters, VO5 and Letourneau.
Very funny.
Those are some deep, fine jokes there, ladies
Speaking
and gentlemen.
Speaking of weddings.
Yes.
Wait a second.
What?
We have a tribute. Well, we were talking about the classic John Philip Sousa joke, because Ronaldinho, whatever this guy's name is, his girlfriend is named, what is it, like Susie Sousa or something?
Yes, Susie Sousa.
That's right.
Susie Sousa.
Okay. What's her name? I don't have the
story. It's something Sousa.
Beatrice Sousa.
Beatrice Sousa?
It was okay. Beatrice.
Check through it away.
I enjoyed this very much. We need to do that when all the different instruments came in and did the sports thing.
Do you want to do Instrument of the Day again?
Yes, I do. Once a week, though. Not every day for a month.
Remember we did bagpipes, clarinet, saxophone.
No bagpipes, man.
Of course, my favorite, vibes.
Vibes, bassoon.
Of course, it's a kind of a bear getting a really good quality vibraphone up here.
Yeah.
I don't want just the little, you know, teeny xylophone. I want the whole thing.
I bet they make an electronic xylophone.
Well, I've got a
fit in your pocket.
You know I have a
There's
vibe.
Probably an app on your
I've
phone.
I've got a vibes guy.
Out. You have a what?
A vibes guy. You guys met him. Remember we brought him up? We did the special. Remember we did the jazz day and we did all the Bob and Tom stuff jazz style?
And there was a vibes guy here.
Yeah.
His son,
his son is a super famous actor.
Dick Sisto.
Yeah.
I got a really bad feeling around him.
What does that mean?
Bad vibes.
Oh,
okay.
God,
never
that was
mind.
Really,
never
really a reach.
Mind. I like his son, though. He's in 6 feet under. Can I go to this other wedding story now, or
Jeremy.
You got to play something?
He's also in Wrong Turn, a scary movie.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to reality. Where are you?
Wedding guests cheered a couple tying the knot over Memorial Day in Macungie, Pennsylvania.
Glad you said Macungie.
I thought that was going down Samantha Bee lane.
The excitement wasn't just about the union. Some of it stemmed from NFL fans and the football jersey the groom slipped into before saying I do.
Oh, God.
That's right. Jennifer Sullivan says she was so certain the Eagles would lose the Super Bowl to the Patriots, she told fiancé Patrick Hanks. For the memories. He could wear a jersey to their wedding if the Eagles won. And as we all know, to her surprise, they beat the Patriots 41-33.
And so, he fell for it and did it. Yeah. Huh?
So when Sullivan and Hanks were married a couple days ago, the groom stripped off his tux jacket, grabbed a Carson Wentz Dataway jersey from the bushes behind him, and put it on as guests broke into an Eagles chant.
Oh.
W was there?
What?
What?
The bushes.
Not that. Oh my gosh. That's
yes,
a bigger.
And they were holding his. They were holding the jersey. Carson Wentz jersey from the bushes.
If W was invited, why wasn't I? I was also president. I could have been there.
That's actually pretty. That's pretty funny.
You all started ignoring me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was ignoring Walter Cronkite or whoever the hell that was over there.
Johnny Manziel's CFL. Coach said the quarterback has zero chance of starting next month. When asked by a reporter if there was any scenario in which Manziel would start over Jeremiah Masoli, Hamilton Tiger Cats, Tie Cats, they call them the Tie Cats. How kitty cat can you get? They're Tiger Cats.
Yeah.
What?
Coach June Jones.
Isn't that
Yes,
like,
that June Jones used to coach the Falcons.
Isn't that like saying Greyhound
Hawaii?
Dogs?
Why do we keep talking about Johnny Manziel? He's such a non-story.
No, because
Johnny would be
when
so
you're
sad.
Right, you're right.
To hear you say that.
I want to see Johnny make a great comeback. Why?
Because
I like a guy to get a second chance.
Manziel later told reporters, "I feel like I'm in a great situation and find things to work themselves." Blah, 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 blah.
Look, if he can live in Canada and stay sober, he's a winner.
Manziel's first in-game work in the CFL will begin Friday in the team's first preseason game.
Okay.
And I'm not sure ESPN carries. Regular CFL games, I think, sometimes.
Oh, they'll carry anything but hockey. Yeah, that's ESPN for you.
That's what ESPN's saying.
Pretty soon they're going to be carrying hockey.
I'd die for 2 minutes a day.
Hockey's everywhere. You can't. What's your beef about it now?
ESPN all but ignores it.
Well, there are only 8,000 other channels. Other channels have it now. Can you not find it?
No, you're right. You're right. ESPN's they should just stick with their political commentary and forget about one of the major sports in the country.
Last night on ESPN, they showed a feckless bunt during one of the baseball games.
And,
congratulations!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No.
If somebody had said that as someone said yesterday about Nancy Pelosi, there'd be
Tom
people on the steps of the Supreme Court.
You are on. If I implore every sportscaster out there this weekend to use the term feckless bunt during a baseball game. That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ESPN has got a little political. Could we just watch the game? I'm sorry. Is that sports?
No, I got one more story, but you want me to do it now or wait?
What's it about?
The moose.
Is your moose ready, Josh?
The
moose impression you've been doing all morning, the Bullwinkle thing.
No, that's President Barack Obama.
I thought it was Brian Gumbel.
I didn't know what I didn't know if you were going for a fat joke with "Is my moose ready?" as an MOUSSE.
Right out of time.
Every time I hear about a moose, I think chocolate mousse.
Of course I do.
You gonna dip that chocolate donut in it?
Peanut butter mousse.
Oh man, do we have any mousse I can put this donut in?
I think everybody has something that is a really that they overdo in the realm of eating. We all do it. Do you have anything that you dunk that shouldn't be dunked in something, or do you put ketchup on something?
I will occasionally dunk French fries in mayonnaise.
Oh, that's become more and more common.
Love it. Big fan.
Barbecue sauce. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, do you dunk anything weird in it?
French fries.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got one for you. There's a pizza place about a mile from here that has the best marinara in the city.
Yeah.
I will get their pizza and a side of marinara. And while eating the pizza, dunk it in the marinara.
You madman! What are you, insane? Tom, that's nothing.
Good job, Chunkles. Yeah.
So nothing. This isn't like my riding dirty when I had my new license plate on the front seat instead of the back.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.